Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Senate has approved a bipartisan gun safety bill introduced in wake of recent high-profile mass shootings. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm pleased that this moment has finally come and that we're finally taking meaningful action to keep our communities safe. I hope it paves the way for future action on guns in Congress and at all levels of government.
33 Republicans voted against the bill, which now heads to the U.S. House. The Senate vote came hours after the Supreme Court struck down New York's restrictions on carrying concealed weapons. Writing for the High Court's conservative majority, Justice Clarence Thomas said that Americans have the right to arm themselves in public for self-defense. Several Republican members of Congress sought pardons from former President Trump before and after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports on one of the many revelations at the latest House Select Committee's public hearing.
Interviews and documents shared during the hearing showed multiple GOP lawmakers asked the White House for pardons in December and January. In an email to the White House, Mo Brooks of Alabama raised the possibility of blanket pardons for lawmakers who voted against certifying the election results. Brooks, along with other members, also asked for, quote, preemptive pardons for members that attended a December 21st White House meeting. Federal officials who testified said Trump talked about blanket pardons for anyone involved in the January 6th insurrection, including his entire staff. No pardons were ever issued. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration is still pushing Congress to approve more funding for COVID-19 vaccines and tests. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on the White House COVID response coordinator's dire warning.
In the next week, the FDA will be considering the next generation of COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, known as bivalent vaccines. They are designed to be more effective against the Omicron variant than earlier versions. White House COVID coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the administration has moved money around to begin entering contracts to buy doses.
We will not have enough vaccines for every American who wants one this fall and winter. We should have enough for potentially high-risk individuals, but one of the reasons we've been asking for additional funding from Congress is we need funding to make sure that every American who wants a bivalent vaccine, should one be authorized by the FDA, has the ability to do that.
There's no indication of imminent congressional action. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's gains. Asia-Pacific markets are also higher, up nearly 2% in Hong Kong. This is NPR. The Food and Drug Administration has ordered vaping company Juul to pull its electronic cigarettes from the market. Other manufacturers must show that their products help reduce the harm of smoking for adults without enticing kids to use them. It's part of a sweeping review of the e-cigarette industry. Los Angeles County is preparing to return a $20 million beachfront property to descendants of the black couple it was taken from nearly a century ago. What was then known as Bruce's Beach was a rare coastal retreat for black families in Southern California until racist policies in the city of Manhattan Beach shut it down. Daryl Saltzman of member station KCRW reports that Los Angeles officials have now unveiled a plan to make things right.
LA County announced the details of the agreement returning the property to the descendants of Charles and Willa Bruce. The family will get the deed to the land and the county will rent the property for about $400,000 a year and maintain a lifeguard facility at the site. Bruce's Beach was a black resort created in 1912. It experienced threats from local white residents, including the Ku Klux Klan, until the city seized the property in 1924 through eminent domain. The agreement comes as the state of California embarks on the nation's first attempt to provide reparations for the descendants of black people who were held in slavery. For NPR News, I'm Daryl Satzman in Los Angeles.
Toyota is recalling 2,700 of its bZ4X crossover vehicles because the wheel could come loose, risking a crash. It's a major setback for Toyota's plans to strengthen its e-vehicle lineup. This is NPR.